Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome back to Castle Hill RSL. Matt and I are here with Megan. Hi, Megan. Say hi.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's great. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how you first found out about Super T and how you first started your journey with them.
Yes. Well, my daughter, Indiana, is 9 years old. She has the rarest, most aggressive type of epilepsy in the world. There is no cure. We are 2 brain surgeries down. Just over half a brain left. They've removed almost all of the left side of her brain to save her life. And in 2019, those seizures took a catastrophic turn, and we were gifted one off a friend on Facebook who said, I want to send you something. And that was how our journey with Super T started. I thought, oh, this is awesome. You know, doctors can get in, nurses can get in. The access was phenomenal. But you know what? My kid's eyes lit up. It had a superhero cape, and she thought it was the bee's knees. So since then, we've had multiple because obviously she grows, but she's worn them into theatre last year when they took out another 2 sections of her brain. Every scan known to mankind possible that she's had in the last 18 months, she's worn her Super T's. And she's also gifted out nearly 150 to other kids just like her at Sydney Children's Hospital.
Randwick. Wow. So she's making just as much of a difference as Super T's making her life.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Super T's making a difference to our family, so we want to share that.
Wow. So why have you opted to sponsor Super T?
As I just mentioned, it's putting that smile on another kid's face and also another parent. I say ignorance is bliss because if you don't have to live the life that we've had to lead, you really don't need to know about it. So to be able to gift a little moment of happiness in such a catastrophic situation to another child and another parent is something that you couldn't even fathom unless you had to live it. So for me, obviously, I get to see that firsthand. And I think it's important. It's not just about the T-shirt. It's not just about the kids. It's actually about the family as a whole and the whole community behind it, being able to connect with other parents that just get it. Because being in hospital and have a chronically sick kid is very isolating.
Definitely. You don't realise how many other lives it affects just with one child being sick. It affects the whole family and friends of that family and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
great to see how many lives it really does affect, not just the patient. What are some encouragement, what words of encouragement do you have to listeners out there who are listening and want to make a difference in a kid's life by sponsoring Super T?
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Jump online, Facebook, Instagram, supert.org.au. $45 can put a smile, like I was just explaining, on another child, another family, and just give them that moment of happiness where, you know, they could be in a very sad situation, but putting on a costume changes their whole demeanor.
It's so amazing how something so simple can just make that much of a difference.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. Now, one thing we always want to know is if you were a superhero, what superhero would you be and why?
I think, I don't know, maybe Wonder Woman, because she's always so strong, and I feel like it's kind of the only choice that you have when you're backed into this situation is being strong. So I feel like that fits. But if you're asking who my favorite superhero is, it'd be my child, Indiana.
Oh, there you go. That's beautiful. Now, if you were Superwoman, who would your arch nemesis be?
We had a little chat about this off air, but we won't go into that. I don't know. I guess probably somebody who's always negative. Oh, there's a kid's show, I don't know, like a bad person in a kid's show. Paw Patrol, the person who has the cats, him, the one that has the cats. Not Ryder with the dogs, but the dude with the cats.
The dude
him.
With the cats from Paw Patrol.
He's always trying to ruin the fun.
How dare he?
I know,
we
it's
need
ridiculous.
Superwoman to stand up to him.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Megan.
No worries,
it's been
guys.
So nice to chat to you and amazing to hear your daughter's story and the smile she's putting on other kids' faces, that's awesome.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for dressing up as a superheroes. I know the kids will love looking at you today.
We enjoy it just as much
fantastic.
As them, I'm sure.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks
Alive 90.5.